It's the 21st of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. An organisation which has promoted Bedford Town Centre businesses since 2005 recently lost the confidence of both the council and those businesses they represent. Bedford Business Improvements District, or Bedford BID, lost a recent vote by balloted businesses and will not be embarking on what would have been a fifth term. Out of 129 total votes, 84 were against renewal. Voting members believed that the proposals put forward to increase visitors and boost businesses were inadequate. The Conservative leadership at Bedford Borough Council was also dissatisfied with their efforts. Bedford BID will cease operations in March of next year. Four Bedford eateries will require major improvement according to the Food Standards Agency. Receiving a 1 out of 5 rating are Blue Monk on the High Street, New Golden Lion on York Street, Misto Kitchen on Dane Street and Bedford Pizza and Kebab House on Midland Road. Residents in Bedford's Cleat Hill were awakened by a loud bang which removed the roof from a home nearby and started a fire. Police attended the scene around 7 a.m. last Saturday morning and discovered that the explosion was fatal for one man and seriously injured a woman. A gas leak, not originating with any gas company, but occurring naturally underground and increasing in pressure, was thought to be the case. Homeowners in the surrounding area have been temporarily relocated until the area has been determined to be safe. Both Macmillan Cancer Support and Prostate Cancer UK will benefit from Leighton Buzzard's marathon runner Adam Jovic's fundraising efforts. Mr. Jovic had an aim of raising £3,000 by running 33 marathons in 33 days, beginning at John O'Groats. He has more than doubled his goal and is expected to arrive at Land's End on the 26th of October. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.